everybody. We're speaking from the fashionable Coconut Grove, where the smart set of Southern California dances to the superb melodies of Phil Harris and his musical ramblers. Here you'll meet that young man with such winning ways. En garde, Phil.
Thank you, Tom. Lee Norton wants to tell you all about his new love affair, folks, as he sings Playing with Fire. Lee, I think you could get the same sensation with those safety matches.
I do. I know my heart must be content to go where it is sent. Although I may repent when I'm through, but what can I do? I'm playing with fire, and I'm gonna get burned. While merry-go-rounding with you, but I go for my ride with my eyes open wide. I'm playing with fire, I know it, but what can I do? I do. I know my heart must be content to go where it is sent. Although I may repent when I'm through, but what can I do? I'm playing with fire, and I'm gonna get burned. While merry-go-rounding with you, but I go for my ride with my eyes open wide. I'm playing with fire, I know it, but what can I do?
Thank you, Lee. We all think of Dan Cupid as a fat little youngster. Well, frankly, I think we're wrong. He ought to be pictured as a mail carrier. You know, the postman handles so many letters, just like Leah Ray's, marked with all my love and kisses.
Nobody has to tell me that we're through. You used to sign your letters with all my love and kisses, but it's only yours sincerely now. You used to write and tell me what a perfect romance this is, but you've had a change of heart somehow. I can read between the lines, this is the end. Once I was your sweetheart, now I'm just a friend, 'cause you used to sign your letters with all my love and kisses, but it's only yours and silly now.
Thank you. And I'm sure when the writer of that lovely number, Archie Gottler, hears you sing it, he's going to have one of those butcher's dog smiles on. And by the way, folks, you know, Leah Ray is working in a picture over at Paramount with Maurice Chevalier. It's called Bedtime Story. And I'm awfully anxious for Maurice to come over to the Grove so I can find out how she's doing. And now even a rainy day has its advantages, for romance blooms under every umbrella. And now, if you don't mind, the whole gang will seek shelter and maybe a little romance under my umbrella.
My umbrella, on a stormy night I found my Cinderella. In my throat I felt a lump, and my heart began to jump, bumping under my umbrella. She stood in the doorway, so I tipped my hat and said, I'm going your way. Would you like to come along? Oh, I know it won't be wrong. Please get under my umbrella. She just whispered with a smile, how romantic this is. And then in a little while, it was raining kisses under my umbrella. What a happy girl and mighty lucky fella. Now a shower brings delight. It reminds me of the night we met under my umbrella. If we should call you Cinderella.
And each one of you a prince. Still it's hard to be convinced that we're under this umbrella.
We're not very wealthy.
And the pouring rain is not so very healthy.
We suggest we take a walk.
Still it's cozy, why not talk?
While we're under this umbrella. Would you mind if we expressed our romantic praises?
Well, not at all, only don't let Bill catch you with such phrases.
All under this umbrella.
What a happy girl.
Well, gee, I'm a lucky fella.
Well, three's a crowd, it's plain to see.
Yes, would you fellas pardon me if we should borrow your umbrella?
And this pouring rain is not so very healthy. Now a shower brings a chill. Cinderella's gone with Bill, and they've taken our umbrella.